Just as overnight temperatures in Anchorage are beginning to dip into the teens and single digits, an area nonprofit abruptly announced today it won't be able to shelter some of the city's homeless this winter. Beans Cafe is a soup kitchen in downtown Anchorage. Last year, for the first time in its history, Beans opened its doors as an overflow shelter just as cold winter weather bared down on the city. Anchorage was already struggling with a severe shortage of shelter beds for adults, but Lisa Souter, executive director of Beans Cafe, says today the organization's board decided that was not feasible to do again this winter.
We were notified by our insurer that that led to many issues because it was a usage change for our building and led to us ultimately getting dropped by our insurance carrier. And it's just unfortunately not something that fits with our core mission right now.
Souter says that core mission is fighting hunger. The decision means there will be 50 less beds available for people seeking overnight shelter. The municipality of Anchorage has a cold weather plan that goes into effect when temperatures drop below freezing. Souter said this afternoon she conveyed the change to officials with the city, but had not yet received a response. Meanwhile, Southeast Alaska's largest city will open a warming center for the homeless later this month. The Juneau Assembly approved an ordinance appropriating $75,000 to the project at its Monday meeting. The center will open once the temperature drops below freezing. The warming center will operate through April in an old Department of Public Safety building near Juneau's Centennial Hall Convention Center. It's expected to hold about 25 people. Funding will come from municipal tobacco tax revenues. Ketchikan City Council also voted this fall to fund a seasonal warming center for homeless residents. The amount appropriated was $80,000.